All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's bringing the guy? He hit the forecast on the head yesterday, saying 3 to 6 inches, and that's what we got. And he also said that we'd get some snow later on, which we got another inch and a half or so in light snow that came in the afternoon into the night. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Yep, it's certainly an interesting situation. There's no doubt about it.
It's, you know, I can look at my bear cams at my house, Pat.
Yeah.
It's still snowing pretty good at my house.
And it's unbelievable.
It's really pretty amazing. We got this morning, it started about, I want to say, 4:30, and it just came down. It's not snowing as much now, but it just came down. We wound up getting about an inch and a half of snow in like 40 minutes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, as we were talking yesterday, the extremes have become the norm. There's no doubt about it. But I'll just give you some of the readings that I have from Connecticut. East Killingly, 20 inches. North Windham, 15. Litchfield County, the entire county, any generally 6 inches, one or two spots, got 10 or 11. Canaan had 6 inches.
Yep.
Willimantic had 9. In Columbia County, the accumulations range between 2 and 11 inches. In Dutchess, an average of 6, and in Ulster, 1 to 5 inches. But that wasn't the big snow shovel award winner. It came from Uxbridge, Massachusetts, Central Mass, 27.8 inches. And Falmouth on the Outer Cape, highest wind, 81 miles per hour.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So the forecast panned out pretty much like you said it would, and the National Weather Service, once again, was overestimated it for us.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to be the case. And I'll tell you what happened. I'm in the Lower Hudson Valley, folks, and I'll tell you what happened here. We had a good solid 1 to 2 inches. And then the sun started coming out at around 2 o'clock. By 4, the 1 to 2 inches was gone. And the only thing that remained was the snow prior to that. That's how quick it came and left. And that's another problem. I was talking to the Observer out at Long Island, who originally reported 7 inches, and then all of a sudden it's 5. And they said, what's the story here? Is it 5 or 7? He said, well, it was 7. He said, but it's compacted because it's a wet snow. So very, very difficult to get accurate measurements of snow in the month of March. But let's go on with our forecast. Then I have a computer question for you.
Okay.
Today will be cloudy and breezy with snow showers, additional light accumulations, which, of course, Marshall already had. 40. I don't think 45 is even in the cards now. Snow showers at times tonight, down to 30. Some sun and breezy with scattered snow showers Thursday, mid-40s. Partly cloudy and brisk on Friday. Still a snow shower, but much less in the way of how much? 40. Sunny Saturday for the wearing of the green, mid-40s. And mid-40s, and basically sunny on Sunday. So the weekend should be good.
So, okay, the weekend's good now. Are we going to get out of this wintertime pattern?
No. And we still have a block in Greenland, and this is still causing a problem. Now, what will happen... There will be a disturbance scooting out through the Carolinas over the weekend that we're not concerned about at all. We are concerned about another storm that's going to come out of the Rockies and move across the Tennessee Valley on Monday and then head toward the East Coast Tuesday. That one has the makings of bringing more snow. I'm not even going to speculate on how much, but the unfortunate thing is it's Tuesday when Marshall has to go to the city. And the other unfortunate thing is, it is the first day of spring.
So you think that could be another, so the one on Tuesday could be another accumulating snowmaker?
Yeah. Yep.
you know, it's just wild. That would be, now that's not going to be a nor'easter though, right?
It could turn out to be a nor'easter.
So that would be, if that happens, that would be 4 nor'easters in 2.5 weeks.
Right.
And you tell me there's no climate change?
Right. And you know, when people say, well, you know, you're saying, Pat, the extremes will become the norm. So what will the extremes be?
Yeah.
That would be the extreme. Four nor'easters in 2 weeks. That's extreme.
That's really
absolutely extreme. Yep.
Well, yeah.
I don't think there'll be any problem the way things are going right now, knock on wood. There's not going to be any problem with reservoirs this spring, is there, Marshall?
I don't think so. You know, it was funny. When I got up this morning, I took the dogs out for a walk. I went out and I shoveled about 2 inches we had, like I said, late yesterday afternoon into last night. And I walked the dogs and came back in. And it was snowing just a little bit, okay? When I went back out to get my car, it looked like a blizzard. You know, those big flakes?
Big fat flakes, but they were the size of half dollars,
but
yes.
But they were fluffy flakes. They were fluffy flakes. They weren't.
Yeah.
But it just was and thank God my plow guy came because he had to reshovel a walk.
just unbelievable. And it really is unbelievable. Well, now we're going to go over to Marshall. Marshall helps with computers. And I know what you're going to say offhand, but it didn't work. All the icons on my desk are just fine. The size of them are just fine. The fonts underneath the icons are just fine. But let me click on, let's say I want to click on, I'm just going to go into Google, okay?
Yeah.
Google. Now I have my tabs up on the top for the folders that I've opened already. All of the writing on those tabs are very small.
Did you get an update?
I do not know.
You might have got an update because we got an update here on our computers, and I lost all my things I had saved, and the font was smaller. So now what you can do is it just on the internet where the fonts are smaller?
What do you mean just on the internet?
I mean, not on anything like the fonts are the same. Like if you bring up a document and stuff like that.
Let me see. I think all our documents, the fonts are the same. Yeah, because I guess we choose the font for the document. We store it that way, so that stayed the same. But like if you call up, if I just click on Google, on the top where you see all the little folder tabs, that print is small. And then not where we would put in what we're searching for, but underneath that, we have stuff that is stored permanently. And all of those fonts are small.
What you might want to do is up on the right-hand corner, there's a little box you can click on.
You're talking about the where it says there is a zoom and there are settings.
Yeah, what are the settings set for now?
When you go to settings, appearance, font size, large.
Yeah. Hmm.
And there's very large, too.
You might want to restart the computer.
Start the computer.
Restart it and see what happens.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, give me a buzz. I'll be around here, or else I'll be home after midnight.
Okay. Yeah, because I did go into Windows. I went to the control center and I did go into display. You know, they have the fonts there where you can make it 200. You know, you could drag it with the ruler and everything like that. I mean, what that does is take all the icons and just blow them up.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
No, you want to adjust it on the web page itself. But restart the computer after you're finished this morning. I'll be home.
Okay.
I'll be home after like 11:30.
Okay.
And if you have any problems, you can give me a buzz there.
All right. Thank you, Marshall.
And we'll see if we can work it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
All righty, Marshall.
Pat, good job on the forecast. You nailed it.
Yep. Yep, I'll take a deep breath, and if you need me, give me a holler.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.